I received an email from a patron, Patron Tim. Patron Tim writes, "Hey, Dr. Honda, I recently graduated with a master's in marriage and family therapy. I've listened to your podcast for the last year, and I found it to be incredibly helpful, as my supervision wasn't always productive or insightful. During my internship, I gravitated toward narrative therapy and at times used solution-focused interventions. I know you have a lot of requests, but would love to listen to a show on narrative therapy and your take on it." Unquote. Well, Patron Tim, since you're a patron, your wish is my command. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about narrative therapy in detail, the history, the tenets, the way in which you behave as a narrative therapist, the goals that you're trying to look for, and some clinical examples. So I will be doing that. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a professor and a therapist. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast yet, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode along with tens and I don't know how many, maybe 100 other episodes that are just for patrons, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes on their phones and or on the Patreon page. When you become a patron, I'll let you know how to access those premium episodes. And remember that a portion of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.